the difference between a psychic and a medium. Although mediums are psychic, not all psychics are mediums. Psychic reading is a soul-to-soul connection which happens in the physical realm, or some might say, the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is also referred to as the astral realm and somewhat like a blueprint of the physical. It is where energies are forming before they begin to take shape in the physical, as far as I understand it. You could say that it is like an energetic version of our physical reality. It is the place where residual energy hovers in a room, holding good vibes or bad vibes. It is also the place in which our aura resides. We cannot see it, but it is there. You may feel someone's aura when they sneak up behind you. In a psychic reading, the aura of yourself and the sitter, the person receiving the reading, merge, and the reader receive psychic messages by seeing, feeling, or knowing. These psychic insights belong to the sitter and often come through like a daydream, with one piece of information that appears to be unrelated to the next piece of information. However, if you are brave enough to share what you receive without the fear of being judged, you might be quite surprised at how those pieces of information tell a story that the sitter can confirm to be true. In a mediumship, reading the energy is perceived a little differently, in my own personal experience. Performing a mediumship reading is a little bit like having a three-way conversation. The stakes are higher in mediumship as grieving hearts are in your hands. This is why it is important to remain ethical and honest. You must first do no harm. If you want to be a medium just for the money, you probably won't get far. Being a medium becomes a way of life, a way of being. I believe that it is important to be part of the mediumship community, not only to keep your skills sharp, but hanging out with other mediums and those who have crossed the veil should become the norm, as this will support you in dialing in at will. This also tells those on the other side of the veil that you are available to pass on their messages. You become somewhat of a beacon of light in the spiritual dimension. So, it is important to ask yourself why you want to be a medium. Perhaps you've always been drawn to the mystical side of life. This is something for you to ponder, if you have not yet already.